It's Veterans Day weekend, a time to honor those who returned from wars past and present, a time to remember those who didn't make it home. For some, though, the memories are too painful, no matter how much time has passed. Producer Rachel Guberman recently went to a family reunion and tried to find out why she knew so little about her family's own war hero.
Every family has something they don't talk about. In my family, it's my grandmother's brother, David.
I knew he was in the army.
But I never heard stories about him.
We knew there was a brother somehow, and we knew that David was named after him.
No one ever talked about David.
You should say David is Stuvi.
She won't speak about it.
One couldn't ask. I mean, it's clearly too painful to ask. You know, some of those areas where you don't tiptoe in.
It's unusual for my family even to be talking about David. And he's only come up now because I forced the issue with my microphone.
My brother was tall and slim and sort of gray-blue eyes. He was very good-looking, and the girls were very aware of that.
My grandmother Millie was David's older sister. This is the one story we've all been told.
During World War II, my brother enlisted in the Army and was accepted into the Air Corps and became a navigator.
David, my great-uncle, successfully completed all his missions over Germany. But just before he would have been sent home, he volunteered for one extra flight.
And that was the flight where he was hit by flak.
The plane returned and the pilot was alive.
The pilot was alive,
but it
that
cut through the plane,
through the plane and it hit him.
Sits underneath.
Right, exactly. It sits underneath and it hit him and it killed him.
David died 8 days before his 21st birthday. Auntie Nomi, the youngest in the family, was home early and got the telegram.
And I saw the news, read the news that he had been killed. And I remember sitting on the stairs leading up to our part of the house, waiting for someone to come home. And Millie was the first one to come home. Then the both of us waited until our parents came home. And that was one of the worst, I think, the worst day in my life.
So that's it. My great-uncle David was a beautiful young man, a beloved brother, a war hero. And he was killed. His sisters, my grandmother and Auntie Nomi, have kept mostly silent about him. And we, their children and grandchildren, have learned not to bring him up.
I think because no one ever talked about David. I've almost by osmosis, or just somehow silently without even saying, I understood it was not a subject that one could talk about.
That's my father. He's named David after the Uncle David who died.
The only thing that I really remember was my father saying to me during the Vietnam War and when there was a chance that I might be drafted, that my mother's brother had been killed just short of his 21st birthday and that Mommy was very much afraid that I would be drafted and go to Vietnam and I would not survive to be 21.
My father's generation knows so little about David. He was killed before any of them was born. They never heard that he was a debate champion, that he played trumpet in the high school band, that he was handsome. For years, the only photos of him were hidden in my grandmother and great aunt's dresser drawers.
My parents had a storage case, like one of those boxes with the two big locks. And inside it, there was a flight jacket, a brown leather flight jacket, amazing jacket. If I ever find it, I'll freak out.
For 60 years, his sisters barely spoke about the David they grew up with. With the whole family together, today is an exception.
I'm 84 now, and last January 21st, he would have been 82, and I cannot imagine him. With gray hair, old, we called him Dovi, and he was 19 years old the last time that I saw him, and in my mind, he's always 19.
When you don't talk at all about a family member who's gone, their death becomes the most important fact of their life.
Rachel Guberman is a producer in Washington, D.C.